Ahoy, hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. Look at that, your favourite fat podcast is back once again. My name is Dan. Thank you very much for being there.
Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Thank you very much for listening. We will bring you six facts over the course of the next 40 minutes or so. Just decide if they're worth remembering at all. I will bring you more news about a really old person, and we'll talk about the world's greatest media company. Connor, what do you have?
NFL players and flushing a toilet.
Brilliant.
I have a fact about the sun that will brighten your day and the real reason behind the Hollywood sign in LA.
Wonderful.
That rhymed.
Yeah. Can we keep the bit of the start quite tight? Yeah. It's a brand new episode of Baffled. We'll see you in a sec.
I apologise.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, Connor, what about the new listeners who are tuning in? They're like, oh, this is a fact podcast. I'll give this a go.
I'm 4 years in. It had to start falling apart.
What's this like? Let's give these people a go. I wonder what they're like. Oh, hang on. I've come here for facts. I've got someone singing Eminem to me within 10 seconds.
Yeah. I really like the way that we sell the facts as well. Such a lovely, lovely delivery of what your facts are coming up. Flush and toilet.
So here's the thing, right? Start of a new year. I'm doing like slightly dry January, okay? As in just because December is excessive and I'm getting married this year. I want to get back into like the running game because I love my running, and just through December, it's really hard because you have a few beers, then you come back and you can't be bothered to get up. It's cold, it's dark, and you're a bit foggy.
Foggy.
I think they should move dry January to like May. May's fine. Not June, not July, not August. Nice and summer. But I sleep great and I want to wake up and do stuff. Run, go to the gym, whatever it is. But you can't because it's too cold and awful outside. Yeah. So that's my proposition, Andrea.
Right. To be fair, yeah, I'm trying to be like really productive in going to the gym and stuff, but it's just really difficult when it's...
January is the pits, mate. That's why. That's the reality. If Jan was a person, I would never want to be friends with Jan.
How would they look?
Rubbish. Annoying. Yeah. Irritating. Kid at the back of the class. I just hate January.
That was you at school.
No, I'm January. I am January.
I think they'd be like a really slobbish. You know, quite sweaty.
Oh, yeah, it's just rubbish. January in America must be great because all months are great because it's summer and
I'm kind of missing being over there right now because it's actually sunny in January. So it's at least that.
Is rubbish, isn't it, though? Like, I hate to moan about it, but it is. We spoke about this before we recorded today. But when you deep how bad January is in the UK, it really is. But like, it's just, there is nothing happening.
No, I know.
You just sit there and you're like...
It's also really stressful because everyone's doing their like New Year's resolutions, and you go on Instagram and there's like loads of people doing their workouts and stuff, and it's just like...
I need to be one of those people.
No, don't be one of those.
No, I need to be...
Yeah, but you feel so much pressure to like...
Yeah.
No, as in, I'm doing that, but I need to put it on the Instagram.
Like my mates decided to do dry Jan and eat healthily, right? But I know... The minute Feb hits, he's doing 9 Stellas on a Thursday. I've already questioned him. And he's like, well, yeah. So what's the point? And there he is eating like boiled eggs in the morning, like pre-cooked salmon and salad for lunch and no beers. And then it will literally hit Feb and that'll be it. Straight down.
Well, it's a sense of accomplishment. And it must be worth
just cane it in Feb. Cane it. He will absolutely cane it.
Well, hopefully he'll learn a bit and not go so much.
You know, well, I hope so. But
5 Stellas on a Thursday.
We'll be fine.
Well, it must be quite hard for you, Andrea, as well, because you like did a whistle stop tour back to LA right before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
You were like there and back in days.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Did that not cripple you in terms of like getting a bit of joy, a bit of sunshine, and now you're back here?
Oh yeah, it did. Yeah, especially especially being there for like literally like, what was it, 72 hours or something like
Welcome
that?
Welcome home.
Yeah.
Hello, then, we're still here. Cold UK. We'd like you to come back, please. I just would, if I was, I would have been out there being like, what have I done? I need to be back in LA because this is loads better.
Yeah, I think me and my fiance are at the point, we know we're at the dregs of January because it's the point every year where I slump back in the sofa and I go, why are we here? Why don't I just go somewhere hot? Why don't I just move somewhere sunny?
But there's something to pick up the mood. We're recording this on a Thursday and tonight's Dragon's Den. So there you go. Something to look forward to.
Listen, there are facts on the way, I promise. I know we've started with Slim Shady and Jan talk, but I promise, facts on the way. If you've never heard us before, we scavenge through the internet, some books sometimes scrape the barrel, sure. And we share facts, just decide whether they are worth remembering at all. Connor, what's your first fact?
NFL. In 2009, Sports Illustrated article reported that 60% of former NBA players go completely broke within the first 5 years of retirement. Additionally to that, about 78% of former NFL players are bankrupt within 2 years of retiring, often due to unemployment or divorce. And it's got me thinking, I would be bankrupt, I think, and skint if I had any money like an NFL player, because I wouldn't know how to manage it. Well, I would earn all this money and then I'd retire and be like, I don't know anything about business and investment, you know.
But I think it's twofold, right? If you're like big time, if you're the A-lister of NFL players,
so
they get paid.
You're LeBron James.
NBA. He plays basketball. But what I mean is, yeah, if you're like the really good ones, you get paid loads of money. Like, it's very hard to go bankrupt if you're getting paid £50 million a year.
Mm.
But I think the ones that aren't your Tom Brady's,
yeah,
and your other people, they don't get paid a lot at all.
No.
I think it's quite easy. And because of like what they have to do, you know, it's a brutal sport, loads of head collisions and stuff. I don't know if you can do much afterwards. That's why they go bankrupt.
I just look at, like, you know, NBA, NFL, football players over here, the money they earn, and I do just look and go, if I was on that, like, you look at Marcus Rashford, British footballer, £325,000 a week, I would not even know. I'd just be completely lost.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I'd be lost in money.
But you wouldn't be able to spend it. There's no way you could spend that much money.
Mm.
I think it's also the concept of, like, Olympic, people in the Olympics that like win the gold medal and then they don't know what to do with their lives afterwards.
Yeah.
I think there was like a documentary about that where they were going through these people that won and they just went straight into depression. And
yeah. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like paradise syndrome, isn't it? In that you've reached your goal.
Yeah.
This is what you've dedicated all your life to. And now what?
I just... Oh. I mean, look, it would be amazing to earn that amount of money, but yeah, it would probably be the end of me. It would, 100%.
How are you going out?
Well, I just...
Last week we decided that you were going to die when you were about 45.
No, I think I'd get completely overwhelmed by it. £325,000 a week, completely insane. He's younger than me, the guy.
Yeah.
Like, I look at my younger self, well, I'm no different now, but I wouldn't know what to do with £325,000 a week. I think I'd be like, this is completely mental. I'd buy things I don't need. I'd spend it. Yeah, wouldn't work for Connor, sadly.
And then I guess they've been doing that since they were like children.
Yeah.
And then they've had managers and then, so it's not really been them. Like, well, obviously it's been them, but it's not,
And actually in football, in soccer in the UK, you don't hear about it too often and that people go really off the rails with that money. It's only like a handful. If you think the amount of people that earn upwards of £100,000 a week, you don't hear too many bad stories about it.
Yeah, maybe something to do with it in America, because obviously NFL and NBA, I know that's an American report, but you know they do earn more in America, don't they? I mean, some of them football players, American football players, earn fortunes, loads, don't they? Like 800,000-900,000 a week salary.
You even get paid during university, like because university sports are really big in America, so.
Yeah, they've got like 70,000 people stadiums, haven't they? And some of the crazy. Oh, maybe we should have been American, Dan. Would you have been a good NFL player? I reckon you would have done a bit. Get a wing back.
No, I don't think that's me.
No.
I'd be like the
basketball.
I'd be like the water. Look at me. I'm not a basketball player.
Mm.
I'm tiny. I'm 5'9". Maybe.
What would you have been if you was in American high school? What would have been in your sector?
Well, here's the thing. I would have been the quarterback, the cool guy, the jock, but I can't play the sport.
Right.
Have you seen the film Grease?
Yeah.
I'd be like Danny Zuko. That's me, I think. a bit like Danny Zuko.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, who is like the most famous NFL player now, his contract gets him $45 million a year. That's not bad, is it?
$45 million. I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't be doing January in the UK if I was on $45 million. I'd go, right, pick it out of the hat. Where are we off to?
You still fit in time for Baffled on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I'd still be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it pays, you know, just the same, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, they get paid a lot of money and then they burst, they blow it all away.
Yeah, sadly.
Andrea, what's your first fact of the show?
Okay, so which season do you guys think the Earth is closest to the sun?
In which season?
Yeah, which season?
The obvious answer would be summer because it's hotter.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
No.
Ah, you see, I knew it wouldn't be because she asked the question. There was an obvious answer, Daniel, wasn't there? Summer.
No,
Oh, here we go, because he knows it's not summer now. He's going to all of a sudden be like,
I know the answer.
No, it is. It's elliptical, right? So that's the orbit isn't circular. It's elliptical. It's like an oval. I thought it was summer and winter, but we're just pointing in different directions. But please tell me more.
So the Earth is closest to the sun in the winter. And that's because the Earth reaches perihelion, which is the point in its orbit that's nearest to the sun. And so it's because the planet is like spins like that.
Wow, I thought it would be in summer. Makes sense.
And then I mean that's common thing to think,
so the sun's just hotter in summer, isn't it? Obviously, naturally. But
well, no, it's because our hemisphere, because the Earth is not
strap yourself in.
The axis of the Earth is at I think 23 degrees,
right? Yeah,
which means we are tilted.
Yeah.
During the summer, the north hemisphere is tilted towards the sun.
Mm-hmm.
During the winter, it's tilted away from the sun.
Why?
So you can imagine it's on that angle.
Yeah.
Which is why, if you're in the southern hemisphere, you get the opposite seasons. When it's our winter, we're away from the sun, but they're pointed towards the sun.
Mm.
The drop in temperature doesn't have to do with how close we are to the sun, basically.
You're an idiot.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't get that.
Maybe we'll bring back Connor Explains and I'll explain hemispheres. Yeah, what do you reckon? I can ramble on about that for an hour.
Oh, I tell you what, Andrea, you weren't here at that point. We used to do a feature every Friday, nice and cute feature. It was called Connor Explains, where Connor would explain a big topic, right? My word. Honestly, getting him to do that every week was the hardest thing in the history of the world.
Yeah, you're right, Connor. You know, the one that doesn't really even research a fact. Any chance you can go away and research a load of stuff for this topic for a whole podcast? Yeah, no worries.
I think it's Nadir. Was when he wanted to explain to us Austin, Texas, and just spoke for half an hour about why it was great, about he liked the food trucks there. That was a low point. That was during lockdown.
Yeah, that was podcast peaked at that point. Interesting. Never knew that. I thought it would have been summer. That is a fact I didn't know. Pocket that. I didn't know about why as well. So, interesting.
Tell me why right now. Remember the word that Andrea said.
Southern hemisphere, northern hemisphere, moves like that, winter, sun, gets the opposite.
What was the word that begins with a P?
Don't know, what was that word?
Perihelion.
Perihelion. There we go. Perihelion. What does it mean?
It means it's when the Earth is closest to the sun.
There we go.
So when you're down there with Joe after Dry January, knocking back a few pints on a Thursday, mention the perihelion.
Oh, yeah, that'll go down really well. Geezer's been sober for a month, first beer, and then I'm talking to him about perihelion. I'll probably put him sober for the rest of the year, I reckon.
Let me tell you a fact about... who was thought to be the oldest man in Tokyo.
Oh.
Do we remember last week we were talking about that really old person who died just before the 21st century? Do you remember this?
120, with that?
Yeah, she was really old. I can't remember the day, but she died. She almost saw three centuries, but she died about a day before her third century. Anyway, in Tokyo, officials went to... This is pretty grim, by the way. All right, this is grim. Officials went to congratulate a guy called Sogen Kato, who was thought to be the oldest man in Tokyo. They went to go and say hello to him to wish him well on his 111th birthday. They opened the door to wish him well, and all they found were his skeletal remains on the bed. His skeleton.
Wow, so he must have been dead for a long while.
30 years. And his family had left him there and just been claiming the pension. I told you it was grim. I assume they've done time.
Yeah.
Wow. The family received 9.5 million yen, which is £70,000 in widower's pension payments, because his wife had died 6 years before that. Yeah, and the pension fund had been constantly trying to get in touch with Mr. Kato. In fact, they once went round to him and his family chased them away. Pretty grim, right?
That's sad, isn't it?
That is really sad.
Yeah, that's actually a really sad fact.
You know? I told you it was grim.
Yeah, it's grim, but it's sad. More sad than grim. Hmm. Bless him.
Yeah.
30 years, a bit stunk in there.
But anyway, we are in the business of making fun entertainment podcasts, so do what you can with that. Light and cheerful.
I just imagine, I'm just instantly thinking about how they reacted when they walked in and saw skeleton bones.
Yeah, like, what would you
what
do?
What is going on here? Is this a setup?
Oh, it's grim. What
As
would
if
you...
they didn't like check for like 30 years.
I know.
That's
I know.
A long time.
Really long time.
But then
they wouldn't. They wouldn't check just because he's old. They went over for a reason, didn't they? To congratulate him.
Yeah, to wish him a happy birthday, 111. But then, if you're old, I think I'd be really annoyed.
And who went over, sorry, to wish him a happy birthday? Who was it that discovered the bones?
The Japanese authorities.
How long do you think they would have kept that going?
Probably forever, as long as they could.
Well, that's what's wild
why
about...
Why did they go on his 111th? That's what I'm saying.
I think they tried on the 110th and got chased away. I think you're in too deep at that point, right? Because what can you do? Because you've set up this ruse where you're getting paid the widow's pension every year. You can't suddenly then say your dad's dead because you've got to bury something. And they'll be like, hang on, why is it bones? Like, you need a body to bury at that point. So you're in too deep with it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Just wait for the fire.
Yeah, arson.
You got no choice. No, as in the fire of you getting arrested and going to prison.
Oh, okay.
It's like one of those crimes that you're never getting out of. It's done. It's finished.
No.
Skeleton bones.
It's always the way as well with, like, fraud. Mm. Like, white-collar crime. But people fly too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Do you remember, you might not know this, in the, there was a game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And a major in the army... infamously went on and it was alleged that he cheated his way to £1 million because he had someone in the audience effectively looking at the answers and when you see the footage it was like, is it A, such and such, is it B, this, like it was really obvious, the coffin. But again, it's only alleged. I think, well, he claims that he didn't do it, but if he'd have just taken £500,000, no one's asking questions. No one is asking questions. But the fact that it was a million means that people are looking into this and getting sceptical.
Well,
people
greed.
Always fly too close to the sun.
It's great. Do you like all of the... You into all of the documentaries or whatever about people that commit crimes? Do you like all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, like psychology and stuff. Yeah,
so, so good. And the biggest thing you find with all of it, with a lot of crimes, is greed. Hmm. People get greedy. No, they rob one bank, they'll get 100 grand. They instantly want the million. When they got the million, they want the 10 million. There's only so long that can last until you will get caught. They can't just go, right, I've got the million, I've committed the crime, I'm done.
No.
I'll be on my way, mate.
It's like Breaking Bad.
Huh?
It's like Breaking Bad.
There we go.
If I ever had that, for some reason, and I'm not going to do it, but for some reason, if I find myself caught up in a scheme where I'm committing armed robbery, you know, and I get myself like a million, I ain't doing that again. I'm flying off somewhere.
No, I don't think you would.
Such a bad criminal. Yeah, it'd be terrible.
It's like gambling. That's why gambling's so addictive.
Yeah.
It's just like you think you could get more and then you don't.
I can always get more, though. I can always win. I will win next time, Andrea. It's fine with that. I will win next time.
We do not condone betting. No. You may not win next time. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Think about Sojin Kato.
So he would have died, at 80-odd then, because it was 30 years.
81, yeah.
81.
They kept that going for a little while. And the thing is, his widow must have been in on it. Just thinking about that.
Who?
I think.
No, you said she died 6 years earlier, right?
She died 6 years before he was found, I think.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, so she must... unless maybe she didn't know.
Oh, I don't...
Be
oh.
Really...
You're wondering about this stuff, right?
Mm.
This is going to be a Netflix documentary.
Ooh.
Yeah, directed by us. That'd be doing a great job.
That won't go too well, do you?
Yeah, don't understand a clue of what's going on, but yeah, we'll somehow make it work.
I'll just read that. This will be it. This will be the Netflix documentary. Hello, if you're watching on Netflix.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Connor, give us your second fact of the show, mate.
Flushing the toilet, put the lid down. So when you've had your little bit and bob, put the lid down, then flush the toilet because it reduces the spread of airborne particles and bacteria. Studies have shown that doing so can reduce the spread by up to 50%.
Do you name your toilet stuff?
Name it?
Well, you just said when you've done your bit and bob.
I know, when you've done your bits and bobs. Yeah, I could say more things, but bits and bobs I feel like is a general nice way of putting it.
Poo
put the
wee.
Lid down, flush. Don't get up, flush. Spreads particles. Did you know that?
I didn't. I did not know that.
Right, well, put your lid down. Because you definitely don't put your lid down.
I put my lid down all the time.
Before you flush? No, nonsense.
Yeah, of course I do.
Absolute nonsense.
Because this is new me. I told you last week, I'm on my cleaning hype.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
Fantastically. Oh, yeah. 35 minutes every day.
Really?
Yeah. I've been tackling, the like the grime on the grouting. So you know around your shower, around the tiles.
Oh, yeah, you can get a little thing for that. You know that, don't you?
Really?
Yeah, you can get a little thing for that. You just re-grout it. Yeah.
What's that? Tell me more.
I'll have to find it out. Yeah, build a friend.
The most interesting thing you've said in 4 years of doing this show and you don't know what it is.
Yeah, there's like a little re-grouter that you can use. It's like a little mechanism.
So you know your tiles in your bathroom?
Yeah.
You know the little sealant that goes around the edges?
Mm-hmm.
That white stuff. Mine's a bit scummy. And it's fine because there's a lot of hot water there, so a lot of bugs get interested in it.
Bugs?
Well, as in bacteria. Not insects.
Is your home just like filthy?
No, like bacteria.
Just like...
But you know around.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Tori. Don't go in the shower. There's kind of cockroaches in there. You have to give it an hour.
No, but you know what I mean. The little grime around your. So I've been
there.
You
just worded it in a way.
I know.
Just a ton of bugs in the shower. Just loads of bugs.
I've been there.
I can't go in there.
Honestly, half an hour a night for the last week, just scrubbing that ceiling.
Well, because it's black. What happened? It's black mold.
Yeah,
it's
I
the
know.
Walls, yeah, and it's impossible to get rid of, you know. And
you know what did work for me? And this is a little tip for you, and I know you like your clean, Andrea. I can feel it. When you get it around the rim of your bath, overnight, lay some bleach on it, and then pop a little bit of toilet roll on top.
No, just get
no, that works.
No, yeah, you want to get the actual the mold remover. It's incredible. It's like a yellow and blue bottle. You spray it on, leave it overnight, and wipe it. It's all gone.
That's
it's crystal
what I do.
White. Yeah.
What's this thing?
It's mold remover.
Yeah, it's mold remover. It's amazing. So you spray it all over, because obviously naturally every, no matter how clean you are, it gets a little bit moldy, it gets a little bit, that's normal. Spray it around your hole, spray
bit,
it all over
bits
it.
And bobs.
Yeah. Leave it for the night. It's quite chemically, so shut the bathroom door, leave it, wipe it in the morning, it'll be white as anything.
Are you joking?
No.
I've been there knobbing around for like half an hour every night, scrubbing.
Is that all you've done so far?
How dare you? That is why one arm is bigger than the other. You're correct. It's because I've been scrubbing that.
Mold
and you're telling me I could just get it?
For bathroom. HG, £5.75. That's the best one. Is that the one you use?
I can't
HG
remember.
Mold remover. That is the king. Yeah, look, right there. Black, white. All that black stuff, spray it on, leave it. Sometimes even for 2 hours, wipe it off, gone.
I tell you what, while we're talking brands, the pink stuff. Have you seen the pink stuff?
Oh, yeah, my husband loves that.
Oh, look at this. It's, how have they created that? I feel like those people could create the elixir of life, like the philosopher's stone, like the juice that keeps you alive forever. You want to eat it?
Yeah, it's like, we discussed this before. Like, like cleaning products and stuff that you want to eat. Like dishwasher tablets. I'm like, I'd love that to burst.
What you want to eat? Before it's been used.
Bit of pink stuff, like marshmallow, dip a chocolate finger in it.
A urinal cake.
A what?
A urinal cake. Before it's been used.
The new Tide Pod.
Oh, the thing that hangs.
Well, no, the little blue things that they put in a urinal.
Oh yeah, you can suck on one of them. They're lemon flavour as well.
Before it's been used.
They're lemon flavour,
though.
Oh
yeah, that makes it better.
You know, here's a question.
Do you actually think that we just pick them out the urinal?
Here's a question that I want to ask.
There you go.
When you go into a girl's toilet in a pub, what are they like? Because I've never been in one, obviously.
Good. It's really important that was the answer.
There's a pub around the corner. In the bloke's one, at the urinal, they've got like a little screen where you play a game that helps you aim your stream. Like it's like a penalty shootout
thing.
It's like
the Enterprise.
What? Yeah, around the corner. Yeah. Like, fun things. I just wonder what there is in women's toilets.
Not any games.
What's the general standard of them like?
I mean, there's this thing because, like, in the US, there's not any carpet in the toilets, but here there's carpet. So, it just to me, it is a little bit disgusting.
Do you get graffiti?
Yeah, sometimes. I guess, yeah.
You get, like, Connor's mummy's fit, that kind of thing.
It's disgusting.
You know, ring Darren if you want summit on this number.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get that?
On the back of the toilet doors. Now that like that though.
Call the men's. You could do your old week shopping just through the wall. You know, ring if you need your veg, Darren. Great. All right, Dal.
Yeah, it's true.
You get everything. I just save the numbers when I'm having a wee.
You get the whole like if you need someone or if you, what is it? If you're in danger, then you get an Angela shot or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's the person you meant to ask the bar with.
What?
That's the person you meant to ask. If you're in trouble, you're meant to go to the bar.
Or like an angel shot.
And you're meant to like ask for a specific drink and that lets them know that you're in trouble.
Oh, and it says that on the women's toilets in most pubs.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. I like that.
But I don't think there's any like call this number for, yeah.
No, all we get is
if you want this, mate, ask for Brian at the bar. Go over there. All right, Brian's here. Yeah. Or as he comes down.
It's like if you want a rim job, ask Brian's mum. It's that kind of thing. Sorry. That's what it is. That's what it is. Come here. Is there anything fun? Is there anything fun?
I don't know. I'm trying to think because I'm usually pretty drunk if I'm like
point.
Well, you're not going to be any more after you're sober, yeah? You're going to know all the walls of the British pubs inside and out after you're sober, yeah? You're going to have all the numbers saved.
It's going to be a whole new world.
Do you get the spray in the women's toilets? The people that spray you?
Oh, yeah.
You get that in the women's?
Yeah. Like people that have the perfumes and the deodorant. Yeah, that one.
No spray, no lay.
No splashing, I guess.
I had a really good one in my local club in Brentwood. He was tip top because Brentwood at this point was, there was a show called Towie, The Only Way is Essex, and it was like booming. So Brentwood is a hot spot and every club had increased the way that it looked, the way they'd done it. And there was this one guy and he was unbelievable. He had all of the designer smells. He had the chewing gum. He had a toothbrush that you could have off him. You know, just a fresh one. It's great. You do like £8 in there.
What did you used to send him?
I'll give him like, you know, a tenner. He just have like a toothbrush.
For a little bit of Wrigley's, his tenner, keep it.
Yeah. And then he'd get like a little bit of your toilet roll for you too. Yeah, it was great. Right. I won't just call him. I'm joking. I did go. Yeah. Come in. Bite my bum. Yeah. He's £30.
Yeah. So after all that, here's what you know. When you've done your bits and bobs, shut the loo. Andrea, what's your last fact of the show?
My last fact of the show is that the Hollywood sign was originally created to advertise a housing development in 1923.
Hollywoodland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm impressed you knew that. Yeah, it used to be Hollywoodland, but they took off the land and now it's, I think it was Los Angeles Parks took over ownership of the sign and then removed the land and now it's like iconic for entertainment, obviously.
Well, I'm planning on going to LA this year, aren't I, on a little holiday, and I'd like to do you can you get to the sign?
Yeah,
you can get in behind it, yeah.
But you're not allowed to sit on it or
no, so the best,
because they do that in Friends with Benefits.
Sure. They do a lot of things in Friends with Benefits.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could just live that life for the week.
No, you can, and the best way to look at it is to go up by the There's like an observatory there.
But why do I want to look at it?
Because you want a good view.
I don't
view.
Need to look at it. It's H-O-O-L. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah. H-O-O-L.
Why are you going? If you don't need to look at things, if you see pictures, why travel?
But like, you know, that's such a weird thing to go and look at, isn't it? You know when you travel and you're like, oh God, it's letters.
So what's the point in
going? You'll drive past it.
Yeah, because I want to go to LA for the sun, lay on the beach, do things that are going to make me feel good, then look at a sign that just says a word. Great. There's one of them in Basildon, by the way. There is a Hollywood sign in Basildon in Essex on the roundabout. Same thing. I've already seen it, just different letters.
What are you going to do to make you feel good?
Lay on the beach. Have a little bit of sushi.
Have an acai bowl.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, they're the ones with all the berries in them.
Yeah.
Yep, one of them with the coconut shavings. Never had that.
Stuff that you do in London.
Botox. I don't do that. What berry bowl do you get in London?
But you would get sushi in London all the time.
I don't know. Sometimes, here and there. I had it the other night.
What's the point?
Well, because I just want to go out there.
You're travelling to experience
sushi,
things.
Sushi is better in LA. In my opinion,
bit of sunshine, mate. Bit of vitamin D, tan.
Just go to Tenerife.
No, I want to go to LA. And then I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Can you drive there from LA?
Yeah.
It takes you a while.
Like, yeah, it takes a while.
How long?
I can't remember. Probably like 4 hours or something like that.
No, way longer.
Which is like nothing.
It's way longer than that.
Is it? I'm thinking Vegas.
Way longer than 4 hours.
But...
If you go to...
Don't put me in Vegas.
Are you going to Vegas?
Well, I wanted to go to Vegas, but my girlfriend's exact answer to it was it's really important that you don't go to Vegas.
No, you can get to...
Because I would never leave.
No, you
Vegas
won't.
Will take me.
No, you get sick of Vegas after a while.
And it's
Have you been?
Yeah, it's very intimidating. Like, you think that you'll be there on the casinos all day, but it's actually really intimidating because it's like $50 minimum buy-in and there are like people that know what they're doing. But it's like an adult playground. It has to be seen to be believed, really. You think you've seen lights before. No, you've not.
Do people live in Vegas? Seriously?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Do they
like
live?
People, is there houses?
Yeah, around kind of the outsides of the city. But yeah, there are.
I know people that like live on the outside of Vegas, and then they work in Vegas, like they work in the hotels or something.
Wow,
sounds horrible to me.
Oh, 7.5 hours, by the way, to drive from LA to the Grand Canyon on good time.
And then how long to San Francisco, please, sir?
Oh,
that's 8 hours from LA.
Okay. Yeah, but then that's up the motorway. Like, if you want to do the nice journey around the coast, that's going to take
drive?
You a while. Yeah, that's what I did.
And how long is it to Vegas from LA?
4 hours,
yeah. And you think that's a fun drive because it's through desert. Let me tell you, it's not. It's really boring.
It's
dull.
Like...
You think, oh, this is nice and romantic. No, it's not. It's really boring.
Can you go for a wee anywhere?
Yeah, it's regular rest stops. But what I did from Vegas is I took a plane, which flew from Vegas to the Grand Canyon. And then I took a helicopter in the inside.
You see, I want to go... Yeah, maybe I'll do Vegas before LA. So I'll fly from Vegas to LA. Can you do that?
Yeah.
But the only thing that scares me is how much the hotels are going to be.
I would drive that.
How much the hotels going to be in Vegas?
Oh, it depends. The hotels like range from like really crap to like...
And let me advise you with this, right? It's not the hotel price. It's the resort fees that you won't realise. So basically, you might pay like, I don't know... $70 a night to stay in the MGM Grand, which I think is what I paid, which is a fair hotel. But to do anything, to use anything, you have to pay when you're there.
What do you mean?
Oh yeah, like the stuff in the fridge and stuff.
No, just to go in the pools. It's
what?
Like you have to pay resort fees.
Oh.
Yeah, that you will do.
Oh really?
Yeah. So you pay for your room, and then on top of that, when you get there, they'll add on a resort fee.
It wasn't your sort of place, wasn't it?
No, I was fine. I love it.
Oh.
Because I did the $20 trick. Which I was told about by someone here, actually, in this office, where when you check into American hotels, I don't know if we're on, when you check into American hotels, you have to hand over your ID, right, and your credit card.
Yeah.
That's a thing. And sandwiched in between that, I put a crisp $20 bill, and I put it on the thing, and it's a recognised practice. If you Google $20 trick Vegas, this will come up. And I gave it to them, and I said, is there anything you can give? Is there anything you can do for this? And then he took my $20, he put it to the side, and he said, I won't take that yet. And then he had a look around, and he gave me a little upgrade. So those things work. So I got a room upgrade for that.
So when you handed over your ID and your card, in between that was $20.
Crisp $20 bill, yeah.
Tell you what, $20... Spud me on that one, Dan. Like that. I've given you some mould remover, and you've given me the $20 trick. What have you got for me today?
Nothing.
A good sushi restaurant, that'll be just about fine.
Actually, yeah.
Nobu?
Sushi's great in Nobu.
Nobu?
Is that London?
Yeah, there's one in LA. Okay, right, so you haven't been there.
No.
Right, okay, so I need another sushi restaurant from you then. You can give me that. I'll ask you later.
Okay.
last fact of the show. What do you think is the highest grossing media franchise of all time, Andrea? Like, you know, media franchises like Harry Potter or anything like that. What do you reckon is the made the most money of them all over time?
Why do I've heard this before and now I really can't remember. I'd probably think like Harry Potter.
Okay. Hey, Connor, what do you reckon?
It's not Harry Potter. Definitely not. Media franchise. Sorry, what was the question?
What media franchise do you reckon has made the most money?
Wait, Lord of the Rings. Change my answer.
Lord of the Rings? What do you reckon? Star Wars,
MCU? You would go Marvel, wouldn't you? I'd go probably Marvel.
Marvel?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's Pokemon. Pokemon has made more than Star Wars and Marvel combined. Pokemon has made an estimated $90 billion of revenue. Jeez. Second is Mickey Mouse, Disney. Third, Winnie the Pooh. Who'd have thought? Winnie the Pooh. Fourth, Star Wars. Ninth is Marvel.
Wow.
Pokemon.
Makes sense, because Pokemon is, I mean, really, really loved, isn't it? It makes sense. And there's so many avenues of how they make money. So when you look at film, like, you've just got film. Pokemon's got film, TV shows, Netflix shows, the cards, the games, the Nintendo. It's ever-ending, isn't it? PlayStation games. It's everywhere. Every single
way. But surely Marvel has that too.
No, it doesn't. Of course it doesn't.
That's games.
Yeah, but I would have thought, because there's like games.
Yeah, but it has. Yeah, but it's not like Pokemon.
Look at Star Wars.
Yeah, but Pokemon is huge.
I mean,
huge.
I guess Pokemon's been really big for a long time, whereas Marvel's sort of just taken off, like, what, in the last 10 years?
Big in Japan as well, isn't it? Yeah. Massive in Japan.
Japan, Pokemon.
That's what you've learned today. Pokemon is big in Japan.
I never hit the Pokemon thing big time. I was into it, but I was never, like, obsessed. I was just into it. But I've got more into it as I've got older because of the fact that there's, like, you know, that collection side of it. I don't really care about it, but I'd love to have a first edition card. And
do you have those Pop It toy thingies?
Pop It? No.
Pop It. You know those toys? That are like
With the big heads.
What are they called?
Yeah, the Pop Pops or whatever.
Yeah, do you have any of those?
No, I've got, I might have one, a Star Wars one that I got at some event.
Well,
Fortunes. They are Fortunes.
Andrea, what's the, what's like the thing that you were into? Like, of these big media franchises, what was, like, yours?
I was really into Marvel when The Avengers first came out. I think I watched it in the cinemas, like, 6 times.
Nice. I remember going to Endgame at midnight and everyone clapped. That was really cool.
Because you were there? Because you had turned up?
Oh, who's that? Is that Captain America down there? Yeah, hello. Good to see you.
And then I couldn't keep up, so I stopped watching them.
Yeah, I agree. It's too much.
Well, this is a problem that they're facing at the moment, and they are discussing that people are just burnt out and fatigued by them, that maybe it would be better to have one every 4 years, that you build up the hype, rather than all of this stuff.
Yeah.
All of this stuff.
I remember when they released Pokemon Go.
Oh, that was massive.
That was during the pandemic, wasn't it?
I remember running around Soho. No, it was before.
Oh, right, but it got big over.
Big during the pandemic, yeah. But I remember running around Soho in London trying to find who was the one that everyone wanted. I remember there was a road in Hong Kong that got blocked because the Pokemon was on the road.
You were running, if you never played, you were running around with your phone camera out and it would, augment reality, would pop it up in front of you and you had to catch it.
Mm.
I never played it, too busy.
Is it Machu?
Too busy with girls, man.
Oh, God. Right, I think we should end it there.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Baffled. What have we learned? We have learned that Pokemon is the best-selling franchise ever. Also, just because it's the oldest person in the world, they might be dead. And there are loads of good places to go for sushi in LA. What's the best one, Andrea?
Yori, but they're closed now, so it's...
Brilliant.
There we go.
If you go to LA, go to that one that's not open anymore.
Go stand outside of Yuri. It's shut. But it was good.
It was great. Also, if you ever need any form of pleasure...
recommendation. Where's good to go? Yuri, but it's shut. Anyway, that's it from us. See you next week.
Also, if you ever need any form of pleasure, I know a guy in the toilet that will do it for you. Right in the back. Thank you very much. Say goodbye, Connor.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Andrea.
Goodbye.
And I will see you to get some sushi from a place that is actually open. Until then, bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.